little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
See, just on the time management, I'm sure I did one of your courses about 5 years ago as a trainee, and one of the points I'm sure I remember was that you, I thought quite rightly at the time, said some people go into the CSA having never done 13 patient 10-minute consultations, and that's always sort of stuck with me. And I agree with that. We get quite a lot of resistance from trainees.
Well, it's the ones who failed, isn't it? They tend to be IMGs who failed, and then you'll get, you always get the, well, these real patients aren't this, like the CSA patients, they're not the same, they're more complex, it will be quicker in the exam. So even though they're struggling to time manage and you're watching them and they're doing it in 14 minutes, they'll excuse themselves by saying, yeah, actually, and then they tend to go slow, and they'll go, well, actually, I instead of seeing 13 patients, I'm too stressed now because I've failed, I want to see 11 patients.
Or, yeah.
And they've actually said, well, my current trainees told me that the scheme in the half-day release have suggested that they, especially the IMGs who failed, all see less, so they can all spend time reflecting on each case. And I've said this, I really don't agree with this at all, but, you know, but I'm getting stressed and da-da-da.
Yeah,
and then there's a lot of pressure on you to cut their surgeries back and still give them 10 minutes. I don't want to, but ultimately they will be
taking
longer.
No, it's one point I really remember from your course, and it's just...
It's a very valid point, isn't it? I think it's becoming an increasing cultural problem. And certainly with the scheme, and I don't want to become too controversial here, but the trainees think all the time about the CSA. It's the most important thing to them, really. What you're talking about and what I'll be looking at is them failing workplace-based assessment in the sense of not being able to manage a reasonable surgery in a certain time. Now, you wouldn't bring that up and they wouldn't think about that at the minute, and that's because, as you probably know, I spent 5 years on workplace-based assessment looking at all this sort of stuff, and I have failed people on workplace-based assessment when they've passed the CSA and don't like it. But workplace-based assessment is a key part of that tripos. The AKT obviously is the knowledge, but the clinical skills, and then workplace is how you come out at the end and are able to manage a reasonable surgery. Now, that's just background, but as far as your comments are concerned, I mean, I think the difficulty is that my anecdotal evidence, which is fairly powerful, is that if they do that, they stand more chance of failing again. If they want to do that, the idea I would suggest would be that they split the surgery so that they did, you know, half a dozen consultations, that maybe they videoed a couple of them or looked at in, you know, with you or so, and then another surgery of another half a dozen or something where they just got on and did their consulting normally without necessarily trying too hard. Because there is an element of service delivery here that they need to learn about. It isn't all about consulting. It's about how you shift the workload as well and support your colleagues and everything else. And that is part of workplace-based assessment. And that is something that, again, can and should be brought up in your educator's notes and everything else, because these candidates invariably follow the same pattern. The candidate that we've got at the moment who is struggling needs intervention at ST2, not an extension at the end, because they need to learn how to do these things before they get to the end, fail it, and then try and do the same thing again. So I would suggest that you still push that, but that maybe you fragment it a little bit if you can.
I think it's really hard. Like, I had a registrar who I was also the ES and the CS, and it should have been his final ST3 post. And I had to do the CSR report and then the ES review with him before he had his final, sitting at the CSA.
Yeah.
But I put him through as not competent for licensing on the ESR based on what I'd seen in the workplace.
Mm.
And he was a little bit upset with me and sort of said, well, that means that even if I pass the exam, I'm not going to get through now and it'll be your fault.
Yeah.
And there was this uncomfortable 2 to 3 weeks until he got his exam result through and he'd failed it, and then I was exonerated. And I think harking back to being an older trainer, when it just used to be the final trainer's sign-off, didn't it? And you used to say this person is ready or not. It's harder in terms of...
Yeah, and I'd be very supportive of your position.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.